continuing our series on prophetic people. But what I think is, as Tiffany was saying about frequency and the sound, the music, the frequency in 432, again, it goes back to the prophetic unction and the prophetic realm, is that we need to learn the voice of heaven, the voice of the Father, how God speaks, how angels, you know, how heaven sounds. Because again, as I was talking about a couple weeks ago, we put God in a box. Well, I'm Mexican, or I'm American, so he speaks English, or I'm Mexican, God speaks in Spanish, where we think God needs to come to our level and speak our language, when God is saying, no, I need you to speak in my language. And so many times as believers, we don't know, I've heard this many years, just with people, does God speak to me? I don't know how he speaks. And it's like, yes, God speaks through, are we tuned to what he's speaking? So over the past couple of weeks, we just kind of really set a foundation on the prophetic. And this is a really condensed version. This will be part of our school of ministry here soon. And so really excited about that. But today, this is going to be a little bit shorter, per se, because, well, at least teaching part. So if you're watching online, or you're watching this or listening to this, you're only going to get a snippet, and then after we'll cut, and then we're actually going to start doing an activation, and actually going to, as those who are here today, we're going to practice giving each other prophetic words through different triggers. Now, we must remember, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 14:1, earnestly desire spiritual gifts, but earnestly that you may prophesy. We want all the gifts. But he's saying, not just get all the gifts, but Paul's saying, I want you to really go after the prophetic. Like, I love, you know, he's like, go after the spiritual gift, go after healing, go after the power gifts. Like, that's great. We need the power gifts. We need deliverance. We need the manifestation. We need the working of miracles. But he's saying, don't just leave it at that. Go for the prophetic. And I know a lot of ministries, I know a lot of folks and different people who just stick to the small gift sets, the power gifts, the revelatory gifts, and they don't really enter into the prophetic. And, you know, when you start talking about prophetic, people have their own misconceptions and their own ideas what the prophetic looks like. And, this is the oogity boogity stuff, you know, the prophetic. Oh, you hear God, oh, you're weirdo. And I believe over the years, it just hasn't been, not that it hasn't been taught properly, but just like with anything, you have people that distort it and mess it up and kind of ruin it for everybody. Cornflakes. Yeah, you know, your cornflakes, your flakies, your weirdos, you know, and, you know, who do weird, so, we gonna do this, and you're like, what is that? And I really believe that when it comes to the things of God, we should be naturally supernatural, where it's just a part of our everyday. It's not like, you know, when I talk to Laura, it's not like, thus saith the Lord, Laura. I really feel like, I don't look like Jack Sparrow in Pirates of the Caribbean. The end. Like, I really feel like the Lord, you know. You don't need to do that. But when it's a part of our lives, I can say, hey, Deanne, this is what I believe that the Lord is saying. It doesn't sound creepy, does it? Now, I've had prophetic words from weird people. You're like, yikes. You know, like, okay. You know, and it's not, you know, it's heaven coming on earth. It's, why are we waiting till we get to the other side to operate in all this stuff when we can do it on this side? Whether it be healing, whether it be deliverance. And so many times, in 1 Thessalonians 5:20, Paul says, do not treat prophecies with contempt. Now, so many times, there's been other times where people don't want to do the prophetic because of X, Y, and Z. Oh, well, so-and-so gave me a prophetic word, it didn't come to pass. Or they gave me a prophetic word and I just don't receive it. Or all these weird things. Well, I don't get prophetic words because I don't hear God. Oh, people have all these excuses. And so, over these past couple of weeks, we've been really trying to take the supernatural, but take all the fluff and the weird stuff and just make the prophetic and supernatural natural. Like when I walk, I don't float, I don't fly. You know, I'm natural. And so I believe, and that's the way Jesus was. Jesus was supernaturally natural. turning water into wine, that's supernatural. But he wasn't like abracadabra, you know, he wasn't doing anything crazy. He just blessed it, turned water. He told storms to silence. He wasn't, oh, these cumulus clouds, please come into alignment with heaven. He was just said, peace, be still. And I believe that Jesus walked on this earth because he walked on this earth just like we did as man. He wasn't, yes, he was fully God, but he was also fully man. And so we've got to get to a place where we can be like Jesus. We walk in the supernatural, but we're just natural. We're not weird about it and stuff. Since that's something that's been on my heart for a long time is getting the weird out of everything. So when it comes to prophecy, prophecy is not meant to follow a set formula or ABCs, a 1, 2, 3s, but it's intended to be dynamic. It's a divine conversation with the Holy Spirit. It's not like, you know, if I'm going to go give a prophetic word to Tiffany, I grab my phone. Okay, step one, pray. Okay, let's pray real quick. Okay, step two, be quiet for 30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds. Step three, hear the voice of the Lord and speak it over Tiffany. Okay, it's not like that. It's a conversation that you have with the Holy Spirit. It's dynamic. It's ever changing. Sometimes he's quiet. Sometimes he speaks in ways that you're not used to. We want to be talked to. I want the Holy Spirit to say, Josh, this is what I want you to do. That's easy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But sometimes he speaks in the wind. We talked about how God talks in a still small voice. He can talk through movies. He can talk through people. He can talk through things. He can talk through creation. And so we want the prophetic isn't a ABC. It's really dynamic and it's really ever changing. And once you understand that, it makes the prophetic really easy because you're not, I lost my cheat sheet or I lost my sheet that tells me A, B, and C. You can just be, okay, this is it. There's a few things to kind of follow. When you're operating the prophetic gift or giving a word, a few things that, you know, is like, again, that's not an ABC, but these are things that you have to keep in mind as you're giving a prophetic word. Number one, or just one point, is be positive. Chris Valentin says this, look for treasure, not the trash. According to Paul, New Testament prophecy is all about encouragement, comfort, and the building up. 1 Corinthians 14:3. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for the building up and the encouragement and the comfort. You see, beloved, it's not hard to find junk in people. I'm just going to leave it at that. Tiffany has been with me for over 20 years. We've been married 20 years, and I've known her since we were both 12 and 13 years old. She knows my trash. She doesn't have to look hard. You know, she probably could. It's like muscle memory. Okay, Josh does this, this, and this. It doesn't really, you know. It's easy to find trash in people. But to find gems, it gets a little harder. When you're looking for treasure, it's a little bit harder. Especially with people, I believe, especially with people that you're close to. Because you know all their junk. With spouses, with parents, with close friends. It's like, you know what they do, especially if you're close, you know, people, you know, I can say even being a pastor, sometimes it's hard because people want to, I need counseling, and they tell you all their stuff and you're like, yikes. And then next week you got to give them a prophetic word. Oh, well, this is what the Lord's saying. I know this is what's going on in your household, but the Lord says, buck up, buttercup, you know, but it's easy to find the trash. And I'll even look at, I'll even say this, and because the Lord, it wasn't necessarily a rebuke to me, but it was, I felt it was a rebuke to the church. We all know who's in government, who's our government officials right now. It's not hard to find junk in our government. Not hard at all. Not at all. Super easy. Literally, they're just serving it up on a silver platter. And so, what the Lord's, and as I was going through this, and again, Chris Valentin, look for the treasure, not the trash. And sometimes when you don't, even when you don't like somebody, or you don't really care for somebody's policies or things, you have to find the treasure. And so as I was watching some stuff, some commentaries on the government and just our elected officials, and I'm watching people who there's one guy, he has a podcast. I love listening to him. I won't say who it is. He's a Christian and totally bashes the government and always says, I'm a Christian. I love God. And then ends his podcast with the scripture. And I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, I'm like, how can you profess to be a believer and all you can find is the junk? Now, I'm not saying that you got to make something up. Well, yeah, this is the smartest person. We don't do that. Oh, yeah, they're totally healthy. You know, they're very smart. I'm not saying make stuff up. But I felt like the Lord is really like, how are you invoking my name, but yet you're finding trash in everybody? That's why in scripture it says to pray for your leadership, even if you don't like them. I'm not one to sit here. I mean, I don't care for our government. I have my own opinions, but I'm not blasting anybody. I don't feel like I should. Now, against policies, yeah, like abortion. Oh, yeah, we are pro-life. I have no problem going against opinions, talking about people's opinions, talking about policies, you know, borders. Yeah, I believe the border should be closed. You don't believe me? Go read scripture. Go talk. I'm going to actually do a message here about the borders. God believes in borders. He's totally for borders. He thinks he, anyways, I'm not going to get on that rabbit trail. I believe in that, there's things that we can say as believers, I don't agree with this, but we're not, you know, that dude's a clown or that person's a clown. That's, we're stepping in. How can we walk in the prophetic if all we find is negative and junk? So going back, so I was just using that as an example, but you don't have to raise your hand, but you know, we've all been, most of us are married or have been married, and we can find trash or stuff that isn't great in our spouse. And I believe God is taking us to the next level. Say, I want you to stop disregarding the trash. We know it's there. It's not, we get that. But I want you to start looking for the treasure. What would your spouse look like when you stop looking at the bad stuff? I mean, even when Tiff gets on my nerves and I'm like, I have to go back. What are the good aspects and the good characteristics and the good things? Huh? We have women and children here, so I can't say that. That was my gross thing for the, I'm just playing. No, she's a great mother. Oh yeah, sorry, Miss Hope. When you stay here, when you're with us long enough, I'll offend somebody. No, my wife is a great mother. And that's what I prayed. I said, I wanted a good mom. I wanted someone who's going to take care of my children. She's a great mother. She's empathetic of people. I'm like, let them burn. Like, darn if they go to hell. That's not my problem. You know, she's like, we got to love. I mean, she's probably a little bit more loving than I am in certain things and with certain people. I'm like, you know what? Let them dig their own grave, you know, and so we have to look and find the treasure in people. And that's why when we walk with the Holy Spirit, we see people the way Jesus sees people. It's very easy. And I think this is just, I'll just say that I believe it's a gift that the Lord has just bestowed on me and Tiffany, where we can find the treasures in people. We get all the ruffians, the miscreants, the misfits. We get all those people that people don't want to deal with. I love them. I'm like, yeah, give me some ragtag people, man. Watch us go blow stuff up. Watch us go take over the world. Because I understand and I could see where other ministries, other churches, and we've been there where people are like, nah, man. I mean, I have a buddy, I have a pastor friend. He always sends me people. Hey, man, can you go? This person's a little person. I don't know, man. I'm like, all right, no problem. I get along with everybody. Okay, cool, no problem. And even, you know, this one brother that I know, he's kind of spiritualistic in certain ways and talks about the universe and stuff and certain stuff that I don't necessarily agree with, but I just like the guy. I'm like, you know, there's gold in him. He's a good guy. And I'm seeing him through the lens of Jesus. And I'm like, if you could just get through the trash, get through the dirt, get through the rocks, you're going to find this hunk of gold there. And you'll be like, holy smokes, everyone else missed it. And so I believe it's an awesome thing to have within the prophetic. So going back to be positive, that is, what sets true, I believe that's what sets true believers apart. We can see the way Jesus sees. Jesus found treasures in his disciples, even Judas. Well, I can't find treasure. Well, Jesus did. You can't tell me Jesus didn't know Jesus what Judas, he knew Jesus was going to betray him. But he still picked him anyways. He knew Judas was stealing. He was still over the monies. He was still the money changer. Jesus knew all this stuff, but still, he knew. I won't like use anyone else in an example. I'll use myself. He knew my junk, and he still chose me, and he still chased after me, and he still loved me. He is so amazing at finding treasure. We got to do that. Now, we don't lie, and we don't make stuff up. Ask the Holy Spirit what the treasure is. Now, there will be times when the Holy Spirit shows you something that that nobody saw. Not every person, not even the, he'll reveal something that even the person that you're giving a word to didn't even see. And you might say, well, Josh, I don't want to make something up. Yeah, we don't make stuff up. We're like, you know, if someone can't sing, you can be like, oh man, you are the next Mariah Carey. Like, we don't make stuff up. But I'll give you a really great example. I heard this this pastor, he was talking on the prophetic, and he was at a concert or something, and pretty much this guy never played the guitar, never nothing, like can't sing nothing. And the guy just said, went out on a limb, this prophetic guy, went on a limb and just says, I see the Lord raising you up to be a worship leader. And everyone else is like, oh, okay, dude, you know, even the guy was kind of like, whatever. The pastor leaves, comes back like a year or so later, and lo and behold, that guy who didn't know how to sing, didn't know how to play, nothing, became was the worship leader at that church. Now, the guy who was receiving the word probably didn't know that. What? Me? A worship leader? Playing music? So you find the treasures, you find the jewels, and you find the positive. You're always speaking positive. Even if you're not sure what to say, if it's positive, the Holy Spirit, 99% of the time, will get back behind and be like, okay, I can get behind that. You know, you're so beautiful. God loves your voice. He loves your heart. This, the Holy Spirit says, you know what? I can get behind this. Another thing you have to keep in mind, first thing is be positive. The next thing you have to keep in mind is be brief. A prophetic word does not have to be crazy long. Just one word or phrase will touch people's spirit. Give them a word as clearly and concisely as you can. When the Holy Spirit stops talking, you should stop talking. You don't have to add or try to fill space. Think quality, not quantity. I remember when I was first starting off, and you know, I'd give a word and they kind of look at you and you're like, oh, okay, this is what I believe is that you try to add stuff, and the Holy Spirit is like, dude, I haven't been talking for like 10 minutes and you're still running your mouth. I'll be nice about it, but sometimes and it's kind of hard to judge because unless the Holy Spirit reveals to you, but it's a sign of immaturity. You know, when you're mature, you can just say, you know, I see love and leave it at that and let the Holy Spirit work and do and water and cultivate that word where someone who's new at this or immature in walking the prophetic might say one word and the person looks at you and you're like, what I believe this is saying, you're trying to, don't do all that. Just sometimes one-liners are so impactful. I think,
I gave a lady at a church.
Yeah, Tiff gave a word.
And she looked at me and shrugged her shoulders like, so? Like, she didn't get it.
No, 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 not that one. The one I thought you said you gave one to like a pastors with some pastors or a girl or something.
Flux capacitor.
Yeah, flux capacitor.
Yeah,
that
one later. Yeah, from Back to the Future.
Yes, Tiffany just went up to somebody, had it, said, I have a word. Flux capacitor.
We were at a pastor's meeting.
In a pastor's meeting. Tiff just walks up to this lady. I have a word from the Lord. Flux capacitor.
She knew what it meant.
Flux capacitor. How the heck am I supposed to? All right, how am I going to have to? How am I going to have to break that down? But
I didn't
She didn't need to. The lady totally understood. She knew exactly what that meant.
And the girl that was with her knew too.
So you see, you can be like, well, you see, in Back to the Future, Doc Brown, time travel. Actually, he was trying to put a clock over his toilet, and he slipped and fell, and that's when he had the envision of the flux capacitor to get you from one time period to the other. You don't have to. They just knew flux capacitor. Okay, thank you, Jesus. So. You don't have to be long-winded. Long words don't make you more proficient or any more anointed. I'll say that again. Long words don't make you any more proficient or any more anointed. You just speak. Now, if the Holy Spirit's giving you long paragraphs and books to say, go for it. But if the Holy Spirit stops, I really believe if the Holy Spirit stops, you stop. Shut up. Don't say anymore. Because this is a word that I don't know where we got it from, but you can muddy the waters. God's giving a word to specifically, and then you start injecting your own spirit, your own whatever, trying to sound anointed or proficient at this. And God's like, dang, dude, you just muddied the water, man. Shut up. So you just be brief. The next one is be kind. Now, you can kind of say, well, be kind and be positive, or kind of say, well, no, not really. The prophetic should always be done in love. Galatians chapter 5:6 says this, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcised nor uncircumcised counts for anything, but only faith working through love. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13 that you can have an amazing gifts and great accuracy, but don't have love, it means nothing. It's the way you deliver the word that makes it kind. So if let's just say you have a newly widowed lady, you go to a funeral or whatever, and she just lost her husband, and you go and start yelling at her, I believe the Lord's giving you a word. Like, how is that kind? Like, you blasting her in front of people, and she's, I just love her. The Lord says, just buck up, buttercup, like, get off your, you know, like, that, what? How is that kind? Sometimes, you know, a good example of being kind is, you know, and I have to be very conscious of this, is, you know, sometimes when I'm giving words, or I'm in the zone, and I have no expressions. People think, Josh is pissed about something. No, I'm not mad. I'm just in the zone. So when you're giving prophetic word, smile. A smile goes a long way. It's approachable. Yeah, don't be creepy. I have a prophetic word for you. Why so serious? You know, you don't have to be creepy about it. You know, don't be creepy about it. Smile. A soft tone. Your tone speaks a lot. There's more, there's more as you're delivering a word through your expression, through your tone. If it's a word of comfort, you know, don't be like yelling in somebody's ear, you know. Ah, yeah, this is what the Lord's saying. What? Oh. That's what the Lord's saying. If it's a child, this is what we do, and we even teach this, not if you're just giving prophetic word, but if you're preaching or ministering to a child, don't just go and, like with kids, what I do and I tell people to do, if you're bigger than a kid, why don't you get down on your knees? Always get down and come on their level, because now you're operating in kindness and you're not overtowering. Hey, little guy, I feel like the Lord has a word for you. And they're like, oh my God, creepo, stranger danger. Here's another thing. I caution people to make sure their hearts are right and in love with Jesus. I have seen hurt people give words and bleed all over people. you need to be in the right place when giving words. Now, sometimes the Lord gives you grace, and that's totally fine. But, you know, I'm just going to, you know, I'm just saying, man, you know, sometimes we have people in our Christian community who have same-sex attractions, and they want to give prophetic words. And I'm like, yeah, bro, you are in sin. You are struggling with that. How can you give word and these words? And I've heard a few words where I'm like, it's good. Like, I get it. But I'm like, oh, there's something with that word to it. There's something attached to that. You have to be really careful that when you're giving a word, that you're giving it in love. That you're giving it kindly. You're not, am I saying that you got to be holy to do it? No, but you got to be walking right. I mean, you're not habitually you're not habitually doing stuff, watching stuff, and then trying to go give a prophetic word. One, you know, it's not going to work that well, because you're going to be deafening the voice of the Father, because you'll have so much sin. Excuse me. You won't be able to hear the voice of the Father that well, because you'll be so engrossed in sin and stuff like that. But you need to be at a place where you can walk in love. You might have an enemy. You could be at a church. Now, we're all churchgoers. You've all been to the church. You haven't been to church if you haven't got hurt at least once in your life. It's like riding a motorcycle. There's two types of motorcycle riders. One who's dropped their bike and one who's going to drop their bike. Now, that's it. You're either going to drop your bike or you're going to drop it. You've already done it. I remember when I dropped my bike. I dropped my dad's bike. Never dropped my bike. Motorcycle. I'm talking not like a bicycle. I'm talking a motorcycle. You lay down. Boom. You drop the bike. Oops. Once you drop your motorcycle, you'll never drop it again. Don't ask me why. I dropped it once. I never dropped it again. Luckily, it wasn't mine. It was my dad's. But once you, I don't know where I was going with that. But anyways, you have to be careful when you're giving it and when you're giving words that you're coming from a place not of hurt, not of wounds. If you've been, sexually molested and there's still trauma there, it's hard to give an encouraging word to someone who's in that same realm. Something's happened. The Lord might say, "Hey, I need you to give a word to so and so, and they've been going through some sexual such sins and situations." Well, if you haven't been taken care of and you're still in trauma, when you go deliver that word, it's going to be you're going to be projecting your own trauma. You could be attaching stuff. You can just be muddy in the water. You could be bleeding all over them. I don't want to keep on going on that, but maybe I'll just stop on that. But I've heard, we just got to be careful. I've heard guys give words to the churches and because I know the word's great. Most people didn't really receive it. We're like, oh, okay, that's a good word. Because I've been around long enough. I'm like, ooh, there was a hurt there. You're speaking out of a hurt. So, make sure that you know. Kindness also refers to content. You can give correction or direction in love, even though it might be challenging. It might be better received. Oh, now I remember where I was going. We've all been to church. We're church folk, grew up in church, whatever. If there's two types of church people, ones who've been hurt, ones who will get hurt. I'm sorry to say it. Don't know why. You will get hurt. And so it shouldn't be like that, but that's humanity. That's just people. That's just, you know, it is what it is. But so many times, this is where I said you have to walk in love. Let's say, Tiffany offends Laura. Oh, how dare you? Tiffany offends Laura somehow, some way, whatever. There's an offense there. Laura's upset. And then either Tiff or Laura has a word. The Lord wants to give them a word. If you're still bitter, mad, upset, it's very hard to deliver that word. You want me to tell them that the Lord is proud of them? Proud of them? I think the Lord's blind. He's happy with them? What? Oh my goodness. He must be talking about the wrong. This must be another Tiffany he's talking about. So we got to be kind. We got to walk in love. Another thing to remember, in the last two, and then we'll start getting to our prophetic activations. The next one is to be humble. As you grow in the prophetic, there will be times when you miss or you misinterpret what you're seeing. If you miss it, make it right. Apologize. During the 2020 election, I've seen so many people, this person's going to win. Doesn't happen, and I'll hear nothing from them. There's no, maybe a couple people have apologized, hey, I missed it. But most people were like, I've seen people on YouTube, on Facebook, so-and-so is going to win. Election day comes, they lose. Inauguration day, you know, election day comes, they lost. They're doubling down. Inauguration day's coming. The blah, blah, blah. Inauguration day comes, nothing there. I'm like, and they're still doubling down. They'll be here. And I'm like, dude.
And there can be natural discrepancies there where the prophetic word was actually right, but because the circumstances and the natural, it appears to be something.
Yes, that is true. So doesn't mean that they're wrong. It could have been, they could have just missed the timing. And this is, and you know, there's so many avenues to go through this. Doesn't mean that the person's wrong, but at the end of the day, I believe make it right. You know, if you go up and say, hey, I believe you're going to have a baby next year, and 2 years rolls by and they're still barren, like, make it right. Like, hey, I missed it. And this is how I tell folks, and going through the prophetic training and stuff, I tell folks, don't go, thus saith the Lord, because you're invoking the name of the Lord and you could miss it. But be humble and say, this is what I believe that the Lord's saying.
Sometimes the prophetic word is right, but the enemy manipulates things to look the wrong way to discredit the prophets, because it's an attack against the prophets and against the church. So it's very possible that the prophets weren't wrong, that they were correct on the timing and the word, but the enemy...
Hey, that's too much. That's for the paying school people. You're giving too much info now.
I'm just saying, the prophets may not have been wrong,
the
timing may have been accurate.
Yeah, the timing could have...
manipulated it to look like it was wrong.
Anyways, just make it right. That's all I'm saying. They could have been right, but according to my watch, it's been 4 years of hell, so they weren't that right. So be humble. Anyways, me and Tiff are having a good time now. Be humble. As you grow in the prophetic, there are times that you miss it. Just make it. I find that saying, I believe this is what God is saying, or I believe this is what I'm seeing. Because if you say, you're coming with humility, I believe this is what I'm saying, I'm feeling this, this is what I'm sensing. And if you miss it, it's not that big of a deal. Now, on the flip side, even if you miss it, I believe that there's nothing that's too big or too great that Jesus can't take care of and clean up. I've given prophetic words, and I've missed it, and Jesus... So that's all right. I got you. I got you, you newbie. You scrub. I got you again, noob. So be humble. The last one is to be bold. Take chances. Many people miss being used by God because they're scared to fail. Well, what if the word doesn't come? Well, that's not really your deal. Your job is to, if it's for healing, for comfort, whatever, your job is just to speak the word. Whatever happens after that, it's out of your hands. I can't heal nobody in and of myself. That's all God. So, you know, I can't, if I'm telling Deanne, I just see that you're going to, you know, the Lord's going to bless you financially here soon. Like, I'm broke as a joke. I can't help you out on that one. So that's out of my hands. That's all God. So if you don't take chances, you'll never know. And part of the spirit is just taking risk, and it's okay. And part of walking with Jesus is taking a lot of risk. Pray for that person. Pray for this person. Give this person prophetic word. Take chances. So these are just some things to be mindful of when you're giving prophetic words. So now I'm going to talk really briefly, and then we're going to, if you're here in person, we're going to practice on each other. But if you're watching online, I'll kind of explain a little bit really quickly what these triggers mean and how you can derive or not derive receive prophetic words and with triggers. Now, I like triggers. Triggers is, and I'm not talking about guns, triggers, but I'm talking about things that spark a prophetic word. So we're going to do two tonight. We're going to do names, and we're going to talk about objects as triggers. So prophetic triggers, really simple. This is probably the simple and the easiest one, especially if you're just wanting to really dabble into the prophetic and like, well, I don't know how to do it. This is the easiest one. Names are a fun way to trigger prophetic words. Names have meanings and should be not be taken lightly. So I didn't get why most of, you know, we when we work in the west side of San Antonio, I had so many people named Damien. I'm like, do you know what that means? What's your name? Picardi. What? Mercedes. Like all these crazy names. And I'm like, so if your name is Damien, which is devil, I'm pretty much calling you devil. Hey, devil, come on. Like, how is that uplifting to you? But saying hope. Asher means happy. Shiloh means peace. So Dakota means friend. So as I'm saying, hey, Shiloh, I'm not saying Shiloh. Yes, I'm just calling his name, but I'm also prophesying prophetically saying peace, peace. When I speak to Miss Hope. Yeah, Asher is annoyingly happy. Yeah, I mean, she's just like, this is not the time. He's like, this is the best day ever. What? People crying and weeping. When I speak Miss Hope, when I say Miss Hope, I'm not just speaking a name. Esperanza, right? In Espanol? I'm not just speaking, I'm saying hope. Hope means something. Names are so important. But for whatever reason, and I believe that the enemy wants to steal names, and people just arbitrarily put, oh, well, just name the kid that, or, you know, we'll just name him Boo Boo because he was an accident. Like, names have meaning. So the meaning of names is a powerful way to launch into the prophetic. You can do a quick search, even if you don't know the name. So when we go to restaurants or whatnot, we'll go to, hey, what's your name? Or I'll see the server's name tag, and I'll just do a quick little Google search. Oh, their name means this. I remember we did this at not too long ago at Chili's. The server, she came and gave us our, you know, took our drink orders. I looked at her name. I just Googled it real quick. I can't remember her name or what it meant or anything like that. But when she came back, we said, oh, hey, we called her by her name. Do you know what your name means? Most people don't know what their name means. And you'll be really surprised what people. And then that, you're like, oh, yeah, I got you now.
See that aha moment when you say the meaning of their name, they go.
Your name means peace. Or your name means, you know, God with us. Your name means this. And that could be a trigger. Keep bumping the mic. That could be a trigger to launch into the prophetic. So, meaning of names. The meaning of names is a powerful way to launch into the prophetic. You can do a quick Google search even if you don't name the names. It could be famous characters. It could be, hey, my name is David. You know, let's just say you're out doing something and you meet somebody. Hey, what's your name? My name is Josh. And what's your name? My name is David. Oh, David. And that's your trigger. And the Holy Spirit will start speaking. I see this as a man. And actually, I had this word for a guy at a church. His name was Joshua, but, you know, anyways, whole another. But I'm using this example. David, we all know what David did. We all know he was an adulterer. He was a murderer. He had some sins. But no one really, when we talk about David, we don't talk about that. We don't talk about the adultery part. We do, but we know David as man after God's own heart. We know David as a passionate lover, a lover of Jesus. We know all the good characteristics. So you might see somebody, a server, somebody out there, and you ask their name. He said, "You know what? I believe the Lord wanted me to tell you that there's a, just like David in the Bible, people don't remember his sins, but they remember all his good stuff. And I believe that the Lord is wanted me to let you know that there might be things in your life that might not be great things or you're proud of, but the Lord says that he doesn't remember those things. He remembers these qualities in you, and that you can break into a word that way. It's really easy, and it's actually fun. You can find meanings of names, famous characters. At times, hearing and seeing someone's first or last name may instantly bring to mind a well-known biblical character. So you got David, you might have an Esther, or, you know, oh, I see a Daniel. Oh, I see, you know, you're going to be up before, you know, Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel was in the lion's den. You can be a prophetic word. Oh, I see you around the mouths of great authority, but for whatever reason, the Lord's giving you favor, and he's going to be shutting mouths, and you'll be able to do what you're called to do. Another one with names is sounds similar. Got the Holy Ghost? Yes. Woo, got the Holy Ghost. Woo. Another part of names for a trigger can be sounds similar. Sometimes a word will come from similar sounding words. So here's an example. You might know someone named Stan, and the Holy Spirit gives you the word stand. So, and we have a friend named Stan, but the Holy Spirit might give you a word that sounds similar to their name. So if their name is Stan, the Holy Spirit might give you Stan. So names is one trigger. So that'll be our first activation that we'll do here in a moment. The next one is objects as triggers. Now, same as names, and this is, and so people get weird with me because like when I meet people, like I look them up and down. People are like, oh, Josh, no, this is why. You can use objects as a trigger. It can be clothing. It can be accessories. It can be earrings. It can be surrounding objects. It can be tattoos. I've gotten words for people where I was looking at them, and I saw certain tattoos, and the Holy Spirit would give me a prophetic word for that person. It could be clothing. Like Laura's wearing the blessed shirt. You know, she's wearing blessed. So part of the second activation we'll do, objects as triggers. Clothing could be one. I might see, oh, blessed. All right, Laura, I feel like the Lord is saying that he's taking to a season of blessing, that he wants to bless all that you do.
But
yada, yada.
You don't use it and make stuff up. It's if God's highlighting that about them, and like you can't get off of that, then
yeah, you're not like,
shake it, then usually it's a word. Sometimes you'll see somebody and there's something about their shoe, like something dumb, and you're like, God keeps highlighting your darn shoe, and you're like, what is it with this shoe?
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't have to be something as obvious.
LaVon did that.
Uh-huh.
I saw my shoes as I was, she called me up, and as I was coming out of the aisle, she said, she pointed at my shoes, she says, God's putting you on a new path.
Yeah.
She didn't know it was the week before I quit my job and was going to school full time.
Yeah, exactly.
So God was probably highlighting your feet for your shoes, and she couldn't stop looking at your feet. She's like, okay, well, what is this? Why is my eye keeping to her feet?
Yeah, you're not making stuff up. You're just highlighting. So they could have some glasses.
Weird, but
like if someone has glasses. Oh man, I really feel like the Lord's saying that he's giving you 20/20 vision for this next season. Blah blah blah, and you know, all that good stuff. So use objects around. Use clothing. My favorite personally is tattoos. Now again, as Tiff said, don't make something up. So if you see somebody has, you know, Alice in Chains, or you know, Megadeth, Def Leppard, you know, AC/DC, that's gonna be a little tough one. Not saying that God can't do it, because God does the craziest stuff, and he gives me he'll give me some words for people out the blue with stuff that I'm like, yo, where'd that come from? So as we go through these next couple weeks, we're going to be using different activation and triggers to give prophetic words. So I'm going to sign off, and we're going to wrap this up, the teaching part. So if you're online, So go back, listen, take some notes. Go and try that. Go find names. Go find somebody's name. Give people a prophetic word using names, whether it be a biblical name, whether it be their actual name. Look up their name. Maybe their name might be a biblical name. Look up what let the Holy Spirit trigger a prophetic word through a biblical name, or it could be a similar sounding name. In other words, if your name is Stan, the Holy Spirit might say, I hear the word Stan. So you give a word on how they can stand for righteousness, stand for justice, whatever. And then lastly, the second activation is objects as triggers. Use clothing, accessories. You're not making stuff up, but it could be tattoos. It could be earrings. It could be jewelry, glasses, whatever. Let the Holy Spirit highlight something on the person or around the person. It could be shapes, could be color. And we'll actually talk about that next week. It could be, they could have a, they could be have a Jedi. My kid has a Jedi lightsaber, so they could have a Jedi lightsaber, and the Lord will give you a prophetic word for that. So go home, or go test it out. It's fun. It's easy, and just be positive. Be positive. Be humble, and you'll be surprised when you start taking risk. Even if it's a little bit, God will take the little and he will multiply. If you're faithful with the little, he'll give you more. So you might be like, Josh, I'm nervous. I don't want to. Man, just test it on a family member. Do it. It's really fun. And you'll see people's hearts start to get changed because they realize, wow, God is speaking. God is thinking. That's probably the biggest thing I've noticed about the prophetic is when, especially with the unbeliever or believer, I believe for unbelievers, this is just my opinion. I've done a whole teaching on this already, but for the unbeliever, I believe prophetic words are to cause them to recognize that Jesus, their creator, is thinking about them. And for the believer, I believe that prophetic words are just a confirmation of what God's already told you. So if I, as a believer, I can hear God for myself. God tells me something and Tiff can give me, Deanne, Hope gives me a prophetic word, and it should just confirm what God has already told me. Confirms a word somebody else gave, because so many times as believers we're going to conference and this, trying to get prophetic. Oh, I need the pastor to give me a prophetic word, when, dude, you have direct access to God. So start small, start little, start humble. It's really fun. And once you start doing it, you can't get enough of it. And even if it seems scary, I gave this a couple weeks ago. When I was in Mexico, when I first really started, Kelvin just threw me to the wolves. If you need a prophetic word, go to Josh. And I had a line of people. And now it's not a big deal. I'm like, okay, cool, no problem. Let's go for it. So we love you guys. Let's pray. And then we're going to go for it. Father, I just bless everyone who's watching today. I thank you that this is a free gift. I ask that, Lord, that you would silence the mouth of the enemy that would try to tell them that they're not worthy, that they're unholy, that they're not able to do. But Lord, I ask that you give them the boldness, that you would give them ears to hear what the Holy Spirit is speaking. And as the Holy Spirit speaks, they speak. And as the Holy Spirit stops, they stop. Lord, thank you for this free gift that's freely accessible to anyone who believes in Jesus and is filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we love you. We bless you. In your name we pray, amen.